Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and welcome back to my training about Visual Studio Code. As I promised you earlier, today we are going to discuss Python extensions. So let's start. First of all, please make sure that you have Python on your computer. If you still don't have any Python, you have to visit python.org website and you can download Python from there. Once you have Python on your computer, you can open Visual Studio and you can start installing some extensions there. So if we open Visual Studio Marketplace, you can find a Python extension in the list and you can see that Python extension on the second place by popularity after C# extension. So it's a very popular extension and frankly speaking, it's easy to install this extension using Visual Studio Code. So we simply can click extension button, we simply can select install extension command, or we can use command palette as usual, and you even should not type Python because Python is a very popular extension and you can see it in the second row of the list. So simply click download and in a couple seconds Visual Studio will install this extension and Visual Studio will ask you to restart Visual Studio Code in order to apply all settings there. So click restart and we can start using Python extensions now. But Python extensions are very complex and in some cases you have to install some external tools if you want to have code formatting, if you want to use some analyzing features, linting features, you have to install some external tools as well. So if you open Python extension page, you can see set of features there and you can see that some features are supported by default, like IntelliSense and after completion, like debugging features, etc. But in order to support code formatting, for example, you have to install your favorite external tool. In order to support linking, you have to install, select and install your favorite tool as well. For example, for linking, I'm going to use PyLint, and if you scroll this page a little bit down, you can see a list of commands that you have to use in order to install all needed tools. So you can see that in all cases, there are recommendations to use pip tool, but first of all, you have to install pip tool as well. So if you still don't have pip on your computer, if you downloaded just and install just Python, you can install pip as well. So how to do it? You can visit this URI, bootstrap.pypy.io getpip.py, and you can use this URI in order to download this script that will help you to install pip. So how to do it? First of all, I am going to open terminal window and I have to download this script to my computer. I can use curl and I can provide link to my script and I'm going to store it to my local script. Let's call it like pip.py. So done. You can see that we have our script locally now, and now I can use this Python script in order to install pip on my computer. I can use sudo. After that, I have to use Python tool in order to execute this script, and I can pass this script as a parameter to my Python tool. So py, I have to provide password. So done, and pip tool is installed, and now I can use it in order to install all needed external components. So for linting, I'm going to use PyLint, and for code formatting, I'm going to use afterpep8 tool. So let's scroll down and let's see which commands I have to execute in order to install all these tools. Let's execute this command in my terminal window. So sudo and this command. So you can see we just installed PyLint, and in order to install afterpep8, we have to execute these two commands. So first one, and the second one. So done. Now we have all the things in order to use all features of our Python extension, and we can start working with Python, but I would recommend to start with configuration settings, because as I mentioned, the only Python extension can use lots of different external tools, and you could see that you can select between 7 or 8 different third-party tools for linting and for code formatting. Of course, you have to provide information which tool I am going to use for this extension. So you can open workspace settings if you are going to edit your settings for all Python projects, or you can use user settings if you are going to edit settings just for the current project. So let's scroll our default settings a little bit down, probably at the end, this one, and you can see lots of different settings related to Python configuration. So first of all, you can provide a path to Python installation. You can provide some options, and you can provide information about linting tools. For example, you can see that by default linting is enabled, and by default extension will use PyLint tool. So we just installed it and it should work fine. But you can easily change configuration, and you can easily use any other tool as well. You can find information how linting tools will be running, so on save or on text change, and if you want, you can disable linting at all. Additionally, you can find some information about code formatting tools. So you can see that by default, AutoPEP 8 is a default tool for formatting, and you can provide path to these tools as well, and you can change, for example, format on save from false to true. So let's do it. Simply add this line to my settings.json and change it from false to true. So done. And frankly speaking, that's all. You can provide additional passes to external tools, and you can provide some information about unit tests. So that's all. Let's click save. And now we have settings JSON as well. And let's try to create something in Python. So let's create a very basic Python script that will print, for example, my local time. So I can use imports, and you can see that IntelliSense system works fine. So for example, I can import time. I can print something like time, for example, dot local time, and it should take information in seconds, in ticks. I can get it using the same time and time. So it should work, and of course I can use Visual Studio Code in order to execute this script and in order to debug this script as well. So I can set up some breakpoints, and I can open debug tab in order to set up debugging environment. So I have to select Python from the list, because we just installed Python extension, it should work fine. You can see several configurations there. If you are going to get just output, you can use Visual Studio Code and standard debug console window, and I would recommend to use the first configuration. If you want to print all data in your terminal window, probably if you want to provide some input as well, I would recommend to use console application. So let's leave Python in our case. Let's open our script main Python. Let's set up a breakpoint and let's click run once again. So you can see that debugger works fine. Let's click continue, and I can check variables. I can execute some expressions if I want, and you can see that, and there is my debug window. Let's click view debug console and just close it. You can see our output in debug console window as well. So everything works fine. I'm not going to create complex code, of course, but if you want, you can test these extensions and provide your feedback, and probably even contribute if you want.